Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Joey Gallo of the Texas Rangers. We're going to play on the board. We'll go one per position. Tough decisions in fantasy football this year. You tell me who you would take and why. All right, Jameis Winston or Derek Carr and why?
That's a really good one. I'll go with Jameis. I think his upside is a little higher, and I actually grew up with him a little bit, playing baseball with him, and he was drafted by the Rangers as well. So I think his wide receivers that he has there and the tight end that they just drafted for him is going to be big for him. So I think he'll have a huge year.
DeMarco Murray or Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon. I got to go. I think he's younger. He kind of got that confidence boost last year, having a big year. He's going to start catching the ball a little more as well. So I think he'll have another big year.
Terrell Pryor now at Washington playing a big role, or Davante Adams, who had a bust out year last year?
I think I'd probably go with Pryor. I think he's going to be their threat there. So I think he's going to get a lot of targets. Davante Adams, there's obviously a lot of competition there. So I think Pryor, they're not going to sign him just for him to, just be a decoy. They're going to try to get the ball to him. So I'll go with Pryor.
Tyler Eifert or Kyle Rudolph?
I go to Eifert. I think he's always pretty consistent, always a pretty good tight end target to draft. I don't know Rudolph what their offense is going to be doing this year, so I would go with Eifert personally.
Todd Gurley or the returning Marshawn Lynch?
I think Gurley. Just a little safer bet. Who knows how Marshawn Lynch's body is going to hold up. You don't play for a year or so. It's going to be tough to kind of just come in and get 20 touches a game. That I think this new offense that the Rams are going to have is going to definitely try to play around Gurley and help Goff a little bit. And so get him some more touches and some more touchdowns for sure.
What's it been like for you and Russell Wilson as it come to Rangers camp?
Yeah, when he came, that was it was awesome to see him come, and he's just such a positive guy. Always has a really positive outlook on the game and on life. So I think seeing that for us as a clubhouse when we were I think 19, 20 years old when he did it, was huge, because he was just like one of us. So, and he made it that far just by having that positive outlook. So it was really cool to have him at camp.
Who's your favorite football team?
The Giants. Yeah, my family, my parents, born and raised in New York. So I grew up Giants, Yankees, Rangers, Knicks. So I love all the New York teams.
So if you're an early pick, you sound like an experienced guy. Maybe you won't draft with your heart, but how badly would you want Odell Beckham Jr. in the first round?
Oh, I love Odell. I had him 2 years ago when I won the league. We had a league in AAA that I won, and last year I came in second. But I always try to get Odell. I got a jersey of him, so it's nice to have a player on your fantasy team that happens to be on your favorite team, just because it's kind of like a win-win. You get to watch them play and really root for somebody. So hopefully I'll be able to get him.
But you don't necessarily draft that way.
I don't draft that way. I try to get a top running back in the first round. I think their value is higher, and wide receivers are, it's tough. You never know how those years are going to be. But I think you get a top running back like Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, that you're at least, they're going to produce some high numbers for you out of that running back role.
Last one for you. Not that you ever played the other fantasy sport, but knowing that you're a fantasy player, when people say, "Hey, Joey Gallo, I got you my fantasy baseball team," how do you react?
Oh, I say, "Drop me. You don't want me." It's easier that way. It's weird to think about being on people's fantasy teams, because I know how serious they take it. But I think fantasy baseball is a little lower in seriousness than the fantasy football is. So. I don't get hit up too much about that. You're on my team or whatnot. It's usually something like, I just dropped you. You've been terrible, stuff like that. So, which is better, as I said, to keep me off your team.
Joey, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.